You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian O'Nunoyne is here, and today his commentary is steeped in French history, with a shout-out to a philosopher whose ideas on education were well beyond his time.
And a very good morning to you all. As you probably know by now, I take groups to Ireland every summer, but next year I'm starting to take groups to France as well, because I used to live there. In preparation for these tours of France, I teach about France, and one of the things I love to teach about France is French history. And in particular, I'm very, very absorbed by the Age of Enlightenment, the 18th century in France, the Age of Reason and Rationality, when, at social gatherings, in salons, philosophers, writers, magistrates, scientists, all immersed themselves in the world of ideas. This was the age when Diderot's Encyclopedia was first published. 17 volumes, 75,000 articles. And in its first year, it sold 5,000 copies, which was a huge bestseller at the time. The Encyclopedia would go on to change the way people think, because not only would it give information, but it also guided opinion. Some of the contributors to the encyclopedia included Jean-Jacques Rousseau, and nobody, I would argue, has had a more profound impact on educational philosophy than Jean-Jacques Rousseau. Rousseau's book Émile revolutionized the way we think about education. Rousseau's philosophy would go on to change what is taught in the schools, when certain subjects are taught, how they are taught, and indeed how they would be tested. Because until the 18th century, education had remained virtually unchanged since the ancient Greek and Roman civilizations. Teaching was very often equated with torturing, both in the mental and physical sense of the word. But Rousseau would revolutionize all that, and his effects are still extant today. Rousseau would introduce us to the notion of stages of development, that certain content was appropriate for certain age groups. He would also introduce us to the notion of multi-sensory learning. In other words, he would introduce us to things like manipulatives when teaching concepts like adding fractions, that you could cut out a pizza, for example, and cut it into quarters, and if you put the two quarters together, it would make a half. Rousseau also underlined the importance of socialization when it comes to early childhood learning, the importance of dialogue, the role of play, the role of language, immersion in the development of early literacy skills. And finally, Rousseau would tell us that sometimes it is best to delay abstract concepts such as what it means to have a soul or what it is to be immortal, to delay these concepts until certain age groups when it would be appropriate. He is undoubtedly the founding father of progressive education. Next week, I hope to talk to you about his impact within the political arena, and particularly how he is still very much in evidence here in the contemporary United States. Have a lovely week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian O'Nunoyne, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary School in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come at LSUS, and a class called La Belle France at LSUS and Bossier Parish Community College. Brian takes groups on tour to Ireland and France in the summer. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.